Fiat Chrysler Automotive's UAW members are voting tomorrow and Wednesday on whether to ratify the second contract put before them. Now, as we know, the first deal went down to resounding defeat, and that forced the union and FCA to try again. Much of the opposition to that first deal was fired up on social media. At the same time, the union was widely viewed as having blown it on its social media presence, defending the deal. They're not letting that happen this time. Brett Snavely of the Detroit Free Press has been covering the FCA talks. Brent, the critics of that first deal really worked their social media, didn't they?
Yeah, what we saw is that the UAW did stumble with its ability to communicate the message about its contract and about key provisions in the contract to its members. Now, some members will say it was the contract itself that they didn't like, not the communication. But there clearly was a problem that the union faced, as it faced a lot of opposition on social media sites, especially unofficial member-driven Facebook pages.
So what's different this time around?
Well, what we saw very shortly after they reached a second tentative agreement with Chrysler, the UAW really has changed its approach. We saw that with letters that UAW President Dennis Williams and Vice President Norwood Jewell wrote that were posted on the UAW's official Facebook pages. And then they also hired a public relations firm to give them some additional manpower to get their message out. And every day, in fact, maybe multiple times a day, over the past week to 10 days, they have been posting Q&A PowerPoint slides on their official Facebook pages that clearly explain different aspects of the contract. And they're still getting a tremendous amount of blowback from members, but the conversation at least now is on the UAW's own official Facebook pages and is more or less being driven by the UAW and the message they want to get out. And then there's reaction to that that is really fascinating to watch.
Such as? What's really caught your eye?
What I'm seeing on the UAW's Facebook pages, I see a lot of members urging coworkers to vote no and complaining about the contract. They feel that, okay, so this new contract has more gains than the past one did. It'll get you up to $29 per an hour as an entry-level worker over an eight-year period of time, potentially. Some get there faster, but it may take 8 years, and some workers feel like you should be able to get there much faster than that, perhaps over a four-year period of time. So you see this conversation play out over and over again, day after day on social media, a very fierce debate among members. Before, it was this conversation was not occurring on the UAW's official Facebook pages. It was occurring elsewhere, and they had kind of lost control of the debate. And I feel like now what we're seeing is they've regained control over the message, even though there is still significant opposition to this second contract.
But as I got the sense from reading your front page story in today's Free Press, there is a different mood this time around.
Yes. That is what we're hearing and what we're seeing. You know, we've been talking primarily about social media strategy here. Social media isn't the only factor. It's not the beginning or the end of information. You know, the UAW also hosts information meetings at each union hall at plants across the country. Members attend those meetings. And what I'm hearing is the attendance at those meetings has declined. The fierceness of the debate and opposition at those meetings has declined. It's a calmer environment where they're listening more. And then the people that are telling me this believe that that indicates that there is less opposition and more support for this agreement.
And as you point out, there's also signs of fatigue. People are probably just tapping out on this.
Some have speculated with me that by taking workers up to the strike deadline on the first agreement, that sort of makes a strike very real. And some people, while angry and frustrated about believing they don't have enough gains in the contract, when you start to think about really going out on strike, you only get $200 a week in strike pay, the financial situation of that becomes less theoretical and more of a stark reality, and that, I think, will be on the top of some people's minds as they vote on this second contract.
And voting is tomorrow and Wednesday. How long will it take to deliver that verdict, thumbs up or thumbs down?
The UAW should know the results by Thursday. Now, whether or not they announce them Thursday or if it takes till Friday, So I think we'll see results by the end of the week, perhaps as early as Thursday, Friday at the latest is my expectation.
And what are you hearing from the union if workers say no again? That's pretty uncharted territory, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a historical, fairly unprecedented event in the first place when they rejected the first contract. That had not happened since 1982. That was pretty amazing. And, you know, really they would have the same options they had after the first rejection. They could either go back to Fiat Chrysler and try to negotiate a contract a third time to satisfy members. They could call a strike against Fiat Chrysler, or they could put Fiat Chrysler on hold and move on to Ford and GM, where they also still must negotiate new contracts because the contracts at all three have expired. And so even if we get a ratification of the Fiat Chrysler, we are only a third of the way done with this process.
Brent Snavely is with the Detroit Free Press. Always great to talk with you, Brent. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you very much for the time.